Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Blooming Girls Podcast. Guys, today is actually a very, very exciting episode for me because I have two of my favorite people in the whole wild world, literally. I have Pastor David Rotimi and Pastor Bora with me. So guys, I'm not gonna do my usual intro because I want us to get straight into it. So today we're doing the part two of our situations chat. So it's giving situationships, and I'm here with them basically just to discuss this topic, but I want them to give us another insight, right? To give us a nice godly insight and also just a regular human being insight from different perspectives, because they also have seeing things in different lights. Like, and I was joking with PDR saying that people usually call PDR, I mean, first of all, let me do an intro. These guys are behind one of the most successful Christian clothing brands, GIRD. Hey! You haven't heard of GIRD, G-I-R-D, GIRD store, on Instagram and on social generally. They make amazing faith-based t-shirts. Merch. Yeah, faith-based merch, and it's really, really great stuff. And people usually call PDR for serious things. You know that you know that this thing, they say, can't you talk reality things? You know, see?
No, I mean,
can't you talk PDR is the person that they call to talk for, yeah, like serious, like business things, CEO. And I'm like, I'm not the person that brought PDR to talk about relationship.
Relationship is serious.
Yeah.
When it finally affects your life, you know how serious
right.
It is.
Yeah. True. So thank you so much. I appreciate you guys for coming on here.
Thank you for having us.
It means a lot to me.
Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here finally on the Blooming Girls podcast.
Oh, should we not call ourselves Blooming Girls?
Blooming people. There's a guy here.
You are here, so you're a blooming girl.
Oh my God.
Blooming boy.
Please, I'm a blooming boy. I'm not a blooming girl.
All right. Identify as a blooming boy. Okay, so let's get right into it. So again, we're talking situationships. So I'm going to ask them a few questions, and then we just go from there and have this chat. It's fully improv, so we're going to have some fun. So first of all, how would you guys define situationships? Who wants to go first?
I can.
Okay.
So I think a situationship is like a pseudo relationship. Mm. It's a relationship where there's no commitment. We are not in a relationship, but we're doing everything that people in relationships do. And we have, very importantly, expectations from each other that people in a relationship have. Either one person has, you know, that expectation is maybe one-sided, usually is, or both of you just do relationship things and there's no commitment. Yeah, so I think that's what a situationship is.
Yeah, I think a situationship is kind of like a relationship that doesn't have a definition in the context of where it's headed. So you have friendships. A friendship is a type of relationship. We know the end of this friendship relationship is that we're going to be friends forever. But this situationship has no definite end. Okay, where are we headed? Are we going to be friends forever? Are we going to be husband and wife eventually? Are we going to be, you know? So that's what I would define the situationship, in addition to what she already said.
That's actually facts. But you know these people are like serious people from the way they define relationships. They are well versed men and women. But yeah, that's basically situationships. I mean, I would define situationships as just a relationship without a head or a tail. Like you're asking, who are we?
What are we? Where are we headed?
So we'll get to that. So have you ever been in a situationship? So by the way, they are married. Just FYI, in case you're hearing
happily
any of them.
Yes. A short, black, handsome man. Yeah. Happily married.
So a fellow beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slay queen, spiritual slay queen.
Glorio. So have you, prior to marriage, have you guys ever been in a situationship?
I don't think I was. I think I may have almost been like at the beginning of one.
Okay.
But I wasn't
so
in
you
a situation.
Cut it off.
Yes, yeah, kind of.
Cut
yes.
It off.
Yeah. But he was.
Yeah, I was.
With who?
Okay.
No, I mean, don't say the name. I'm joking.
Of course, I'm not going to say the name. But maybe to help whoever is listening, imagine me being very dramatic, like moving my hands and everything. So yeah, it was a situationship, and it was a situationship because I was overinformed. So let me explain. I started reading about relationships in 100 level, you know, so I was imagining what my future was going to be like. I was imagining, you know, marriage and everything. And then I was with this girl that I really liked. I told her I liked her immediately after we entered secondary school. In fact, I liked her from GS1, but I couldn't see anything because I was a man of God, you know. So I was like, when the time is right, I will do the needful. Pastor Barrow was funny.
Pastor Barrow is laughing like, ha, 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 where is she
Anyways,
now?
So after secondary school, I told her I liked her and I wanted us to get married. At that point, I didn't even know this date.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because all I knew was in the Bible.
Come on.
And in the Bible, there was no dating. They just said, oh, take this man, I'm married. So in my mind, I was like, you know, when it's time, we'll get married. Yeah. And then I got to uni and somebody was telling me, oh, so are you guys dating? I'm like, what do you mean by we dating? So like, so you have to date before you marry. I'm like, okay, what are we going to be doing while dating that we're not doing now? Person like, okay, that's true, nothing, but it means you are serious. I'm like, I'm already serious.
An intentional man,
yeah,
a focused man.
Anyways, so what happened, the reason why it lingered so long, or the reason why I didn't even see it as that, was because I was applying the principles that should apply in a marriage in that supposed to be relationship. You know, so when there's like, you know, things like lack of communication, I'm just always thinking, what if we're married? Is this how I'm going to bail out? You know, I'm going to be like, no, I'm going to stand here and stay to be very, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. So that's what made it last long. Typically, if I was more informed, I'd have gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, this is not working. Let's move on.
I mean, we're too young.
Exactly. You know,
focus on your books.
So, yeah.
So this lasted from GS1 to when
not
we
GS1,
met.
After secondary school.
In 2000 and...
It was not a situation.
It was the one girl.
No, it was not a situationship in secondary school. Because we were just friends.
Okay, it was a friendship.
Yeah, no,
but you guys said,
I didn't even say anything romantic to her in secondary
school. Yeah, but there was... Anyway, he liked her from GS1 to...
Yes,
no,
yeah.
So when did you stop liking her?
When
did I ever stop?
Obviously. Oh my god, you guys. Obviously, it was after I met Pastor Barrow, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Pastor Barrow snatched
Funny
you.
Enough,
yes.
No, she didn't even snatch me.
Okay.
Funny thing was, I was talking to Pastor Barrow about her.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Oh, this is
what?
Yeah. Because I was like, I'm having this situation. It wasn't. I didn't think it was
friends.
A situation.
She was a relationship counselor.
Yeah. So I was just sharing like,
God.
So this is going on, and what do you think? You know, like, how can I fix it? That type of thing.
And then I, like, when I heard it, I was like, first of all, this is a situationship in my head.
No, man, that's, did you know what you're in the situationship by that
no,
time?
But I knew there was something off.
A
woman of wisdom.
Yeah, she knew there was something off, but don't say I did.
But, like, I told him, I was like, I don't. So I spoke to Pastor Sarah. I was like, this is the situation. We both.
Pastor Sarah's our best friend.
Pastor Sarah's my best friend. And then I was like, both of us were laughing. We were like, obviously, this guy is jonesing. So I was like, I'll tell him.
We've extended the question.
Sorry.
It's fine.
We will not finish this podcast. I'm just telling you.
Please. Anyway, I told him, I said, just my opinion. I think you should move on. I think that this is not going to happen.
Did you like him
soon.
At that time?
No.
That's
didn't. Not, is that what you said?
Yes, I told. And
that's
I said,
what you said.
I basically told him that I didn't think that she had equal same feelings for him.
Okay.
Based on what he had told me, I was like, I think you should just move on. And you know, this has been for too long.
Yeah.
And then he just was making excuses for her. I was saying, no, you don't understand that. So I was like, all right, no problem.
I mean, at the end of the day, Sha, who's married to you now? Who's carrying a baby now?
Oh my god, you people.
Okay, so why do you think? Situationships. Okay, so in this current era, like, we see everybody's talking about it, hence the word. I don't think it was even a thing, you know. But I say in our time, that sounds old, but yeah, in our time, in our era of singleness, why do you think it's more common now than then?
I don't think it's more common now. I think it has been as common. Yeah, we just finally got the name to call it.
Yeah.
And then we're now trying to address it for what it is. So yeah, it has always been there, I think.
Yeah.
It has always been there. Situationships have existed as long as people have not cared to define what things are. People have that fear of defining something like a relationship because it feels like it's going to be awkward.
I think especially women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to ask questions to be desperate.
Or maybe not even especially women, especially the timid person in the relationship. Because sometimes it's the guy, and that's more the determinant than whether it's a man or a woman.
But most times it's the woman.
Yes, yeah. But I'm saying, like, the determinant is not even the sex. It's the personality trait.
Mm. Wow, a man of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I also think that with men, and I'll play the villain here, I do think that a lot of men take advantage of the fact that they know that there are women who are... Women are more on the end of my biological clock, my age, my this, my that. So we tend to be like, okay, we're in a hurry. Unlike guys who are not in a hurry. So they take advantage because they know that this one's probably... How old is she? 28, 30. Mm-hmm. They know that, you know, she's more... So they take advantage of that. They don't want to define things. And they know that they have the power. So I think that women are actually more... Sorry,
BDR. Yeah, no. So let me help
yeah,
you here,
yeah,
right?
Tell me. We always have this argument.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you something, yeah. Right? There are two types. Let me just define men in two phases. There are the good men and the bad men.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
Now, this
Thank
is typically what
much.
The bad men will do. Mm-hmm. Right? There are some cases where the good men are doing this exact same thing. But this is not what's on their mind. Mm. Many times, for some of the good men who have these kind of issues, it's usually in a bid to try to figure out their lives before they bring a woman into it. You know, so,
yeah, so don't
that
talk
whole
to
process.
Women.
Exactly.
Yes. No. You know the way relationships work.
No,
it's
I don't.
Not. Yeah. No. So the way it works.
I'm joking.
Many times,
I'm joking.
It's not as. As hierarchical as we imagine it. Mm. Like, okay, so it's not like everybody wakes up after school and yeah. work for 3 years yeah. before I like a girl.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. Somehow you just start liking from secondary
yeah.
school
yeah.
and then
yeah.
you don't want to let the person
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why this kind of
thing.
But if
you don't want to let
the
person go, okay, it's good. So
I mean, it's mutual. It's not like
yeah.
the guy wants
yeah.
to let the girl go and the girl, they yeah. both don't want to let each other
yeah.
go. Actually.
Let's talk about the bad guys because they're the guys we don't like.
All right, so for the bad guys, they need Jesus. I don't know. I can't defend them. They're foolish.
Have the ones that have Jesus, right? And let's touch on the same thing because I've heard situations where you would chase the girl and all of a sudden, oh, I want to talk to my pastors, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
But you chased her, she was sitting on her own and you came to meet her, and now all of a sudden you just decided you don't want anymore. They have the right to decide, but what do we say about this? Do we just say don't chase anybody until you're ready? Because in this situation, like you said, like they were good, they had the intention, but something changed.
Yeah.
So how do we avoid the heartbreak, or is it something that just has to naturally happen?
I think in many situations, first, if you know that you're the kind of person, or based on your beliefs, you have to speak to your pastor, you have
yeah.
to get a very solid confirmation from God, do all of that before bringing the energy, right? Because it's irresponsible to chase someone and then say, okay, you know what, let me go and find out if this is it.
Because I've heard this very, it's very,
so now let me give it for maybe the people that have Jesus that do these kind of things. It's just, permit me, Jesus, what foolishness, right? When in actual fact, what should happen in the case of a relationship should be, I want to end up marrying this person, right? It's a journey. You don't start a journey you don't plan to end.
Exactly.
You know,
start it halfway.
Exactly. So if you want to start the journey, pack your bags, do everything you want to do to ensure that. Because typically what happens, like I said, is maybe you start catching feelings. At the point you start catching feelings, you should catch feelings to the point where you say, are these feelings leading anywhere? If I'm not sure, let me give you space.
Yeah.
Go and figure out yourself.
Yeah.
I'll figure out myself.
Yeah.
But if you start catching feelings and you're not taking the feelings seriously, that's very irresponsible.
Yeah.
Because then somebody else is at your mercy and you're just playing with the person's emotions.
Exactly.
Especially because you have more, you know, you have more leverage in this context.
Yes.
Right. And I think that just points me to something I've been thinking about more recently, about patience. I think you asked earlier about whether this is a current thing or whether it's not, and we all agree that it's not. But I think one of the features I've seen in people that end up in situationships or in relationships that end too quickly is like, you didn't have patience before you entered the relationship in the first place. So I'm like, oh, how long have you guys been talking? And you're like, 1 week, and you guys are already like, you know,
rain and cook.
Yeah, things like that. So I'm like, have patience and use the period of patience to really confirm that, you know what, this is the person I want to be with.
Yeah.
And then
I learned something in secondary school, infatuation and love.
Yeah, same.
I'm just like, I feel like that thing was so basic.
Yeah.
Everybody who is an adult should be able to tell when this is infatuation and this is love. And infatuation has no intention.
Yeah,
love,
it's just
has
like feelings.
Yes, love requires you have to decide. There has to be a decision.
Yes.
And the decision has to be stood by. when it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. So you can't be in love marriage, and be in a situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. That's really good. That's the highlight of it. Yes. You can't be in love and be in a situation. Okay, so simple question. Oh, you just pick one. Who do you think falls victim to situationships more, men or women?
PDR, let me just say, PDR is going to say that both.
What, your own answer?
Oh, no, I said, I answered already, so okay. I said typically women.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, women, of course.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So
what's your typical advice for people in relationships? Because I'm sure people come to you guys with situationships, so what would you typically say?
Number one, know that you're in a relationship and agree. I think a lot of people deny
situationship.
Yeah. Okay, mistake. Sorry. I think a lot of people like to deny it. They're like, oh no, it's not a situationship. Soon we will solidify things. Please, yeah. No. So the first thing is assess. If you're not in a relationship right now and you're in talking stage with someone, assess first, is this a situationship? And how you can assess is to open your mouth and ask, like, okay, we've been talking in the midnight for a while. Do you like me? You know, I'm not saying she commits to me yet, but do you like me? Okay, if you say yes, exactly, if you say that you like me, okay, so when do you plan to be in a relationship? I don't know, you people have the way you talk, but be clear. And you know what, something DR says that I really like is that when you say you don't want to clarify things with someone because it will make you look like you are desperate, then that means you are desperate, because you're so desperate to be seen as not desperate that you don't want to clarify things. And you have to see yourself as precious gold. Like, anybody that's taking my time, my attention, has to be worth it. So yeah. I'm going to ask you, so that's the second thing. Clarify. Once you see, okay, I think this is a situationship, just pick up and clarify. Like, what's the worst that happened? They'll gist about you with
exactly.
their guys.
You won't die.
You won't die. So I think those are the first two things to do. And from there, you can know what to do.
Yeah, that's actually really, really good.
I think another thing you can also do is redefine what is weird to you. Because one of the reasons why people don't do this clarification thing and end up in situationships is because they think it's weird to define a relationship. You know, many times they watch movies and they're like, and maybe the girl is asking, so what are we? You know, so what are we? And then everybody, I think, I don't know, culture makes it look
narrative.
Weird. Yes, yeah. It's not supposed to be weird. It's supposed to be normal. Yeah. You should be able to define what are we. Yes. Yeah. And if you can't define what are we, then, I mean, we are nothing but
exactly.
pencils, you know. So, redefine what is weird to you and ensure that doesn't feel weird. That's one of the things that hinders a lot of people from asking that question, because it crosses people's minds many times, but they are so afraid to ask it.
Exactly.
So. And that may point to something else. Maybe you need to develop your sense of self-worth more, so that when you're even asking the person, it's the person you're asking that should be feeling bad, that, oh my, I've been leading this person on. Oh, yeah. You are a queen.
Exactly. Thank you.
Or a king.
Or a king. Yeah, because we have some blooming boys.
A king should define it, actually. Yes,
yeah,
a king.
Actually.
Define it.
Yeah.
Don't wait for them to ask you, what are we?
Exactly. If they ask you, you should be like, I'm slacking. Mm-hmm. But if somebody says, in summary, if somebody says, I don't know, we don't do labels, because after they say, like, oh, I don't do labels,
run.
That's a red flag. Just run, pick up your shoes, and just leave, because I remember there was one guy that was telling me, I said it on another podcast, but he was like, I was like, oh, so what do you think about God or religion? It's like, oh no, I don't believe in God, I just believe in love.
Ooh.
Hey.
So these are the things that they say. I feel like guys in the world are very, very cunning. They have their way with words. So say, no, I don't really believe in, you know, I believe in oneness. You know, we're together, we're one together. So they don't want you to be with them, but they want you to do things, or they want you to prove yourself. So they will say, I come to my house and clean my house. The house is dirty. So it's after then they will now decide that you are worth it.
What a big when is not job interview for cleaner.
Struggle Olympics. PDR is like, does this really happen?
Yeah, PDR, I'm sure that's what
you know. My problem. My problem is I'm angry at the girls.
Exactly.
Because I'm just like, are you okay?
They're not.
Why?
They're blinded by love.
Yeah. So they should not blame the guy. Did you handcuff you?
These hang up their hats.
Yes.
Oh, this is like, this I don't like.
Their hat is handcuffed because I think also as women we don't take accountability.
See the thing, right? Many times when we have these kind of conversations, you know, it sounds like the guy is taking advantage. Yeah. The guy is taking advantage.
You used me. You took advantage of me.
But for it's no.
You were cooking happily.
He didn't use you. He didn't use you. You allowed yourself to be used. Mm. One. And you allowed yourself to be used because you were also gaining something.
What was she gaining?
Whatever she was gaining, it depends on different people. Attention. Some people is attention, some people is money, some people is the compensating for the low self-esteem that they have. Some people, it can be different things, but you're gaining something. So you can't, it's not, nobody serves on for nothing.
Right.
You know, so let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah, and I think it's just the desire to be desired. Some people just like that desire. They just want
when God is your ultimate, supposed to be your ultimate desire.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you, Limo, please.
So we're going to go into shooting your shots. So what do you guys think? Do you think women should shoot their shots? Who wants to go first?
The man should go first. Do you want a woman to shoot her shot at you?
I mean, he's already married.
Well,
if I die.
No, are you joking? Excuse me. I rebuke. Amen.
In simple terms, I mean, if I want to be quoted, I'll say no.
Okay.
Right? But there's a way. So I'm being quoted. So no. But there's a way to shoot your shot without looking. That's what I would say.
Okay. Right. So maybe not the conventional sense of shooting your shot, in that you just be like, hey, I like you, or like maybe the way that guys do it in society where they just chase after.
So funny thing.
Girls.
As much as I mean, I would say no, but if somebody shoots their shot at me,
you'd be impressed.
When you were single.
Yeah, if someone shot their shots at me when I was seeing you, sorry. Thank you for that clarity. If somebody shot their shot at me when I was single, it would have been interesting to me. So it won't put me off the way many guys mention it. I'll be like, oh, this is interesting.
She's bold.
Yeah, she's bold. And then it'll make me inquire, like, okay, have I done anything to make you think that I like you to the point where, or I mean, except you just think, oh, this is a nice guy, in case he may be thinking I'm afraid or anything, then I'm even worried because I feel like you have a wrong estimation of me. So but then that's all.
So who shot their shot first in both of you?
Oh no, I did.
Definitely not me.
Okay.
No, I did.
It's just I also think it's for the answer to that question can also be a matter of personal principle.
Yeah.
I've tried to think about it, even maybe I don't know, logically or biologically or maybe even from the Bible, and I'm not sure that I have like strong points right for you know, women do not ever shoot your shot. So but for me personally, I wouldn't. I'd probably just advise my girls not to.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I have advice people to shoot their shot. I'm not funny. I'm not lying. But, like, I do in, like, funny ways. Like, I always send them random Instagram memes. Like, now I say, will you be my girlfriend? Yes, no. Why? I would tell them, like, if you're bold enough. Like, you see people, like, who have shot their shots and they're now engaged. Mm-hmm. So, I think it works for some people. Yeah, so it worked for some people. However, I do think that you have to just be, you have to be wise about it, tactical, exactly. Yeah. Slide into DMs. Because some guys, like PDR said, will find it interesting, could work in your favor. But there was another guy, I don't know if you guys saw it, that he was like, she shot her shot, and he was like, please stop us, I'm going to block you right now.
Which a girl can also say to a guy.
Which is fine.
Women, we don't appreciate rejection, but that
was that, so.
You know, that's another interesting thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, thank you for saying it.
Yeah,
because of the way guys are built, it's not difficult for men
so
to receive rejection.
As in biologically, or built as in society?
No, built based on the experiences they've had.
Yeah.
So society. He doesn't like the word society.
Well,
or community.
No. It's not like I don't like the word society. It's just it's too vague many times because some people may have
culture.
A different experience. No. Some people may have a different experience even in the same culture.
Yes.
Do you understand? So that's why it's difficult for me to use that word in some contexts. Word,
So maybe general expectation from guys. Because I'm trying to
expectations from who?
From the world.
So like the world has put in such a way that men are able to collect rejection.
Yeah,
but women, how dare you reject me? I mean, Potiphar's wife. So like
she shot her
and said, prison you will go.
Imagine
you
every guy
die.
Imagine
no,
every
Girl goes to prison for rejecting.
Yeah, exactly. But you have so many situations. I mean, I'm sure we've heard of all sorts of scenarios where somebody's rejected and then they make sure that the guy suffers. And then to the point of even telling lies just because they were rejected.
Exactly. So, woman, know thyself. Basically.
And if you want to shoot your shots, know the guy.
Exactly. Know someone that will go and disgrace you. I don't even got screenshots. Okay, so where are we? Okay, so do you think that there's a way to shoot your shot that doesn't look desperate? I mean, we've kind of touched on that. Yes or no?
Yeah, there is, and I think I'm all for that as well. I'm a writer, so I like to write love things. And I like to think about ways that a girl can shoot her shot and it's just seamless, like so creative. So you know what, like think about it, do your research, be creative. Yeah. And I know people might also be like, but nobody tells guys to do that.
Well, nobody tells guys to do that because they naturally do that.
All right.
Yeah, you know, but nobody needs to tell a guy to
do that. They don't naturally do that, actually.
I mean, if you wanted to shoot your shots, you would not just shoot your shot, right?
You
think about it, like, I know this girl, what does she like? So, I was also going to add that, you know, even in thinking creatively, it's the exact same thing I was going to say. You want to know the guy. You want to know what ticks him off. Or you want to know what ticks him on. For example, when I was single, if a girl wanted to shoot a shot at me, all she needed to do
be spiritual.
The kind of spiritual that
then speaking in tongues, you know, good morning, bro.
Then any
come and meet you and be like, hi David, I was just thinking, would you like to go for evangelism?
Oh my god. Ah, man, take
worthy.
That's how to shoot. That's how to shoot your shirt.
So know the person.
Every minute, you know, I just spoke to one guy and he said that, you know, he doesn't understand why Jesus had to die on the cross of Calvary. Hey, you know,
you're ready for marriage.
He now tells you, what do you see like your future becoming? And you say, oh, I want to be a missionary or whatever.
Oh my God, me too.
So that's you shooting your shot because you're aligning your futures.
And you have to make sure you're not lying, child.
Of course.
Because when is now time to go? When is time to go to the forest?
That was just a shot to a bag.
So yeah, pack your bags. So let's talk about committed relationships. I wanted us to end this.
Committed relationships.
Like marriage and like relationships going to marriage.
Committed.
So committed, not those people that are saying, let's not put labels. Let's see how we go for 10 years. I do feel like those are actually situationships. I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to be with someone for 10 years and he's saying,
six months. What kind of relationship is that? If you are starting a relationship, explain the end of that relationship.
Okay.
Do you understand? Not let's date. Let's date to what end?
Wow.
Do you understand?
An intentional man.
Yes, let's date. And you give it time space. Let's date maybe for the next 1 to 2 years.
Yeah.
And get married.
Yes. And but it don't like it's better. How do I explain it? Because I don't want someone listening and saying, my boyfriend told me let's date for 1 year, but now we're in the second year.
So what I'm saying is, you say what you want, reality can be different.
Yes.
You know, but then the fact that you communicated an end, it doesn't mean life cannot happen and it may take 3 years.
Person could also be irresponsible too.
This is a good marker. This is a good marker for somebody who is intentional.
Setting timelines. That's actually really good. So now let's just end this on a sweet note so that we're not leaving the situation people hanging. So obviously they are married and they've been married for how long now?
4 years.
This is the fourth year.
Amazing.
How has
that been?
Good. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, they're looking at each other in the eyes. It's so cute, guys. So how do you guys typically navigate being intentional about each other?
How are you intentional in this word about me?
Yeah, so for me, I think it's largely to realize that when you get married, it's not the end of your dating. You know, so what happens when you're dating is, you know, serious dating people. You're asking each other, you know, what you like, what you don't like, what are your plans for the future, what are you doing, how can I help you with that, you know, future goals, those kinds of things. That should continue when you get married. And because we're human beings, we're always changing. So last year she liked Alfredo pasta, this year she likes another thing, you know. So but if you're not having those kind of conversations enough to know that things are changing, you may be stuck looking at your 2023 wife thinking she's the 2021 wife you
that's
married.
That's good. That's really good. Very good.
You know, so that's one of the ways of that.
Yeah,
that,
I totally agree. I think I would probably just couch it in a different way to say we've just remained friends. Like he was my best friend as at when we were getting married, and I was just like, I don't want this to change, because I feel like marriage and the marriages that we know about in society, or when the more people grow up, the more they're just like harder. They just fall into old habits. Is it old habits or just like it's just habitual
routine.
Living?
Yeah,
it's routine. Yes, so we're roommates, but just remaining friends has also really helped us.
Yeah, that's really good. So I was supposed to say something. So I was going to say, a lot of people seem to think that, the reason why I'm talking about this as well is because a lot of people seem to think that when you see couples on Instagram, they think it's so easy. Mm-hmm. So you see people doing relationship goals. Meanwhile, they're punching each other like 2 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. Right? So it seems like a walk in the park, but this is why I'm sort of touching on this, so people can understand the realities of it. So yesterday I was watching Brooklyn Nine, one of these shows, and they were talking about how these guys have already gotten married.
Okay.
And the wife is talking about how, oh, she thinks that she likes kids. And she's thinking of having kids. And then the other colleague is like, oh, did you guys not talk about having kids before you got married? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no.
Is this play?
And I actually realized, and I saw something similar on social. Mm-hmm. People don't actually talk before they get married. And I think that that's why divorce rates tend to be high.
Yeah.
Because something will shock you. And then you're just like, oh, I didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know you wanted to have kids? Mm-hmm. Now in the marriage, you're not having to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want kids. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't think about it. Oh, I didn't. Like, what? So I do think that being in Christ, and I spoke about it in my last episode, and having somebody in Christ, a relationship in Christ, makes a big difference, especially when the person has sense and you can actually put definition. You need to talk about everything. Mm-hmm. So can you give me like a few examples of things you should talk about before even entering? So whilst you're in your serious relationship phase, mm-hmm. what are a few things that you should talk about? A few topics off the top of your head.
So I mean, like you mentioned children, because that's a big thing.
Parenting.
Lifestyle, what is the quality of life that you, both of you are expecting?
That's so good.
Finances, or if they pronounce that finances. Finances, yeah, like that. Future plans. Now it's a topic to talk about. Are you planning to travel abroad at any point? Are you planning to relocate? Yeah. Relocation. what else?
Goals, basically. Spiritual goals, career goals, romantic goals. Mm-hmm. Romantic goals like, oh, this is what I expect. Expectations, actually.
Expectations.
Are we going to be going on vacation every week, every year? You know, those kinds of questions. Also, another thing to actually discuss is relationship with your parents and your extended family.
Yeah.
What should that look like? You want to determine all of that before you get married, because you realize that you're marrying into a family.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to deal with your family. So the question of should the relationship look like? We should define that.
Yeah.
Another expectation you should also determine should be things like house chores. As basic as it looks, it can be a deal breaker for many people, because they did not realize that, okay, when we get married, we'll be doing work.
Yeah.
For some people, it may not be a problem because they're just like, we're going to hire a cleaner. For some people, it's, no, why will you hire a cleaner when we can do work? Imagine you didn't have these conversations, you're not getting married and you're complaining.
And they're fighting.
Should we hire a cleaner or should we clean ourselves?
How dare me?
Yeah.
How dare you, Robert?
I like how you summarize that goals.
Yeah, that's actually so good, because I saw something else about
let me say something that may help you bring it back. Basically, what you're doing during your dating period is you are drawing a map of what your future wants to look like.
Sorry, let me just say before I forget again, this old age, he just released this into my mind. So when you're talking about how people would say, because I saw something on social media, somebody saying her worst fear is she's married to someone, person now says they will become a pastor. What do you guys think about that? Because I saw this and I thought, and I know somebody who has said that to me personally. So her husband is actually in ministry, but I don't think she will allow him to be called, because she cannot be married to a pastor.
To not allow him to be called.
No. But you know,
but he wasn't called before they got married. So a lot of people have this issue where they don't like. There was one guy that said his deal breaker is if his wife is too spiritual, because they cannot let it get to the point where they now call her to ministry.
Mm.
So I just find it so strange. Like, what do you guys think
about? I'm afraid for these people.
Like,
do you know why?
I'm sympathetic, actually. Yeah. My mind is, so if I meet someone like that, I will probably ask why. Because some people come from a place of, my father was a pastor.
No, and they just don't want to be held accountable. They just don't want to be mommy Gio.
Okay,
yeah.
If that's it, then
No. I feel like whatever the case, actually. Yeah. I feel like it's, we don't understand who we're dealing with.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
The creator of heaven and earth. The one who holds the breath that he isn't to breathe. Mm. He decides he wants
not to call somebody.
He decides he wants to call you or your husband. And yes, are you okay?
People are planning to stand as
the principality.
You want to stand in the way of that person being called because of an experience you've had before.
Not even an experience. They just don't want to be Because I saw it on Twitter. It was a big thing. I don't know if you saw it. Mm. But like they were saying that, you know, they don't want to be. The lady said, either if her husband is called as a pastor or if he's like goes into politics. So basically, they don't want to be a first lady or because they feel like their life is too simple.
That's all there is to be in ministry. I'm going to be a first lady or
You are a living sacrifice.
Thank you. Glory.
Your life is not your own. Glory. So you that are saying, if God calls you, uncle.
Exactly. You say no.
Of course, they'll say no.
They will actually not even.
So the point I'm trying to make is, you need to renew your mind to the point where you redefine it that God owns me.
You see it as a thing of honor, even.
Yes, God owns me. God owns my husband.
Yeah. So like, I never was a pastor, so I would never. There's so many people like that.
I need to pray for those kind of people.
The layouts. There's so many. It's a big thing. So
anyways, if you're in that show and you don't want to change, we don't want you as pastors.
Thank you. So what is the one thing that you think every couple who is looking to get serious should do? So what are like steps?
Get serious with God.
Okay, that's absolutely number one.
Get serious with God, because especially for people who didn't grow up as believers, get serious with God, because in the process of getting serious with God, God is able to transform your mind. And so you're able to let go of some of the funny ideologies that you didn't even realize were there.
Yeah.
You know, so get serious with God. Allow God to transform your mind. If He transforms your mind, it will affect every area. It will affect your how easy it is for you to forgive.
Yeah.
It will affect how easy it is for you to not hold grudges.
Yeah.
It will affect how easy it is for you to be generous. It will affect how you perceive. Yes, it will affect how you perceive people that you normally have been angry at. You may not be angry at them again because you have, you know. So get serious with God. It will change your life. That's one of the things that I think every couple who wants to make it should do.
That's such a good point. And I think the second thing would be to get counseling. So if you do, I mean, I don't know if it has to be paid or whatever, but have people that you're accountable to, or someone or people that you can talk to, you can speak to regularly, because sometimes both of you are serious about each other, serious about the relationship, but you just keep having issues that you think, okay, this is a deal breaker. Whereas if you spoke to someone else who maybe had more wisdom or more experience, they could just tell you, oh, this is actually not a big deal. Do this, do that.
Yeah.
The word of God says this. And sometimes it's harder to figure stuff out when you're like the one in it.
Mm-hmm.
So please get someone to be accountable to, and someone that shares the same values as you. So that's
what
I'll
say. Let me add something. It just crossed my mind. Two things, sir.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is, if you can't get people you can get counsel from, have people that you can look up to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, people you can look up to, like, at least maybe. This is it. It's a game of, the more what you see is what you become.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if you want to have a great marriage, you can't keep focusing on the people who are not having great marriages.
Yeah.
You want to have people who have had good experiences around you. Don't bother whether they're aligned or not.
Exactly.
Let your own focus be, this is what I want in my life. The more you see that, the easier it becomes for you to be that. Number two, get people around you who are like-minded. You realize that bulk of the things that you're going through, your friends are also going through. I remember at some point, you will not believe, both of us, we thought we had missed it in marriage. Oh, this was our first year of marriage because we were just going through things that we did not envision until we had a group of friends we were sharing and we're just like, oh, it's all of us.
It's all of us.
Yeah. Oh my God, we are fine.
We've all made the mistake.
I think everybody actually has that, like, and I actually feel, I don't want to say I feel relieved that you said this because I don't think we ever had this conversation, but there are many times where I'm just like, oh my God, how do I go back to my house? My mommy will not take me back. But yeah, I mean, and I think this is also comforting for anybody else who is in this shoe to know that you will think that, like, you will think that you made.
I don't think I know anybody that hasn't thought it, like, any married couple.
But the thing is, people don't know. I think with counseling, it's, and I like that you gave an alternative because a lot of people don't know who to trust.
In fact,
they don't know how to. Yeah, they don't know who to trust, so they don't, because they don't know who. Because I know somebody who is currently in a very terrible predicament, and she doesn't want to speak up because she doesn't want people to, maybe for some reason she has the mindset maybe people will make fun of her or something. But in my head I'm like, nobody's gonna make fun
of
you. Join us and just talk. But this person refuses to talk. So, and I told the person, I literally told her friend to tell, just tell her to, like, open a burner account. Make your name, make your name Teddy Bubbly, and just reach out to whoever you want to reach out. Put a fake picture, go to Google, and just reach out. Do you understand? Like, it isn't, it's important to just reach out to somebody. So if you need to reach out, if you cannot do it, if you are a famous person or you feel like people know you, everybody in your community, open a burner account. And just, because most people will respond. Like, if you DM me, depending on how famous the person is, like, if somebody DM'd you, you will respond, right?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Most people respond. Oh,
sorry, I just have, like, a backlog of messages.
No, but my point, the point is, people will respond.
If I see it,
I'll send a voice note because I can't type long things.
But you shall get a response. Exactly. Yeah. Response. Because even I would respond. So I think that there's no point suffering in silence because a lot of people do. Just open a fake account. The whole point is for you to be released. And then also, now you know that we all think that we've made mistakes, even though we haven't.
Yeah.
So how do you feel, sorry, what would you tell your younger, so these are the last two questions, what would you tell your younger dating selves if you could?
I'll tell my younger dating self that all the things that you want to be, you would actually become.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, just watch. Watch, allow time to pass.
I will
tell my younger dating self to be better behaved and to not let the person I'm dating now pay for the mistakes of people that have hurt me in the past.
Right. So how do you feel like you have navigated your relationships through the time? So you've already touched on that. So you're saying that, talking about the 2021 her and the 20, but how do you have any other examples how you've navigated through times and seasons over the last few years? Because obviously there's pregnancy, there was before pregnancy, there was first year of marriage. I mean, there are many things, sickness, so many things happen. So how do you feel like you navigated that?
For me, it's simply understanding my priority list. So my priority list is, one, my relationship with God. Two, my wife. Three, my children. Four, my ministry. Five, my business. And then six, my career. Right? In that particular order. Now, the reason why that's important is when I'm making decisions, I'm always thinking about, because there's opportunity cost, so what is going to give? It cannot be this because of that. So when we go through things, I'm thinking, this is too important for me to not take serious. So when we're going through something, and let me just add this, especially because my relationship with God makes all the difference, actually. So there are times when something is going on, maybe she upset me, and I'm
upset. Which I do like once a year.
In my mind.
Wife goals.
I'm upset in my mind. Sometimes I don't even need to have a conversation to get over it because I just pray. I just think about the fact that the way I'm feeling right now is not good for me. It's not good for her.
Yeah.
It's not good for anything on my priority list. I might as well deal with it. And so like we've gotten to the point where some conversations don't even need to be had because you can forgive without having a conversation.
Which was very tough for us when we first got married. Like we were always any little thing that was annoying, we couldn't let go of it until we had a conversation.
Exactly.
And the conversation would then
spiral.
Oh my God, yeah. But thankfully our relationship with God helped us more. I think to answer the question would be maybe the same thing. Just for me, I didn't start off my marriage having that priority list. I think I learned it on the way, and I use it as well now. And another thing that has helped us, you know, as we've navigated through times and seasons, has just been, I don't know, I'll go back to what I said about being best friends. So you know how you have a friend and you guys have been through different things, you've fought, you've come back, you've this, you've that. I think for me, I'm just like, this is my best friend forever.
Yeah.
And I don't have any other person that can be my best friend forever. So I might as well, you know, like fix this. Of course, it hasn't been perfect. I know there was a season or a time in our lives where it was actually really, really terrible. I mean, something had happened and it was really, really bad. We couldn't, there was a chasm, you know, between both of us, and what we were able to do to get back was just be vulnerable. I think vulnerability is such a key thing in relationships, and just open up, and both of us, you know, we're just crying and saying, oh my God, I'm
so
tired.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So there's also that as well.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, in a healthy context, just realizing, like, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I think that something that I struggled with was I personally had the mentality for some reason that any issue, I'm like, peace. But, like, the problem is, where am I going to? There's no going anywhere, right? So I had to also learn, like, I'm actually not going. Like, I don't actually have anywhere to go. Mm. Like, I literally physically have no other house to go. So that now helped me sort of get that mentality. But I really like the priority list and something that I picked from here. But just being able to just realize, okay, we are together. Because I think this is also why relationships break up so quickly. Because any little thing is like, I'm off. Like, you're not satisfying me. Mm-hmm. I'm the queen. It's all about me, the queen.
Yeah.
And so far, the queen is not satisfied.
The queen is not satisfied. She exits.
She leaves. So, yeah. But this has been really, really amazing. Thank you guys so, so much for being on my podcast. I really, like, this has been so amazing, right?
Yeah, very amazing.
Like, you guys can see why they're literally one of my favorite people, or two of my favorite people on the planet.
Please, I'll just clarify. Yes? I'm sure somebody heard Pastor Boro say best friend to two different people. I'm the actual best friend.
Who is the second person?
Pastor Sarah.
Okay.
And ladies, is also my best friend. So, like, it's
we're in different contexts.
Yeah, in different contexts. Exactly.
Yeah. So I think.
When you got pata 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 over
you.
Guys, I am not playing any games. I am number one. The one. The emperor, the conqueror, the champion. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening as usual. And also, if you don't know about GIRD, please follow the GIRD store, GIRDSTORE on Instagram. And you can follow them at David.
David wrote to me.
And Adeboro is.
Yes, I'll put it on the description. But yeah, please, these guys are amazing. And they also have their own These Vows page where they do couple goal things.
Yeah.
And they make everybody want to be married.
Yes.
But yes, please do follow them. And as usual, you can reach out to me at TONI_TONSS. And you can follow Blooming Girls Pod. Cheers to you, Blooming Girl. See you next time.